This is KERA. Because of COVID-19, voting this year looks a little different, but that hasn't stopped North Texans from casting their ballots in today's primary runoff election. KERA's reporters were at polling places throughout the day talking to voters, and here's what they said.
Hello, my name is Mr. Clyde Creighton Jr., and I came out to vote. You know, I guess it's just part of the culture of me being who I am as a black man, so I just hope everybody can understand that. You know, you wouldn't believe how quick you can go in there and vote and take care of your business and come right on out and continue on whatever you were doing have to do today. They got everything in there, hand sanitizer, mask, whatever you need, there's no problem.
My name is Malcolm Beatty and I live in Fort Worth. I came prepared with my own hand sanitizer and wipes just to be on the safe side. I figured it couldn't be any worse than going to the grocery store, and sure enough, it wasn't. I feel like voting is just one of the few things that we can do to make a change in our local government and community. And I don't know how many young people listen, but I hope more of them do, and I hope more people are getting out and voting, particularly the young people of color at that.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Glenn, and I live in Fort Worth. I am an avid mask wearer. I wear gloves. I am very cleanly. And I had no fears because me and my family were all prepared. I thought the voting was important because it's my first time doing it and I needed to do it. And with this upcoming election, I think that I need to be experienced enough and be able to make the right decision. I just really want to make this world better. I just got here as an adult pretty much and I want to make a change.
My name is Audrey Fisher. I'm a poll monitor. Poll monitoring entails just observing and ideally to be nonpartisan so that you're just making sure that if people need help outside of the election area that you can try and help them. I'm normally an election judge and I had a fear of working an election that I had people who could come in and demand that they didn't have to wear a mask. And I didn't really want to sit there and be exposed for that for 12 or 14 hours. So instead, I can do this side of it and do the poll monitoring outside.
Hey, I'm Carol Ramal. I'm in North Texas. You know, it's pretty simple. I get my ballot, I have my mask on, I had the Q-tip, so I didn't feel too concerned. I think every election really counts, especially our primaries, our primary runoffs. They're such competitive races and they determine who's gonna be on the ballot in November. So it's really important that we make our voice heard. We don't just leave it up to happenstance, and it only works if everybody shows up and votes and makes their voice count.
I'm Cassidy Harbison and I live in North Richland Hills.
I'm Ashlyn Carter and I live in Grapevine. I'm probably a little bit more excited to vote than most people, but yeah, I just think it's really important and it's very empowering and it makes me proud, it makes me excited. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but I was really pleased with the way that they were really putting forth a lot of effort to make sure that we were staying socially distant, everybody was masked, gloves and things everywhere, so it was easier than I thought it would be, and it helped me to feel a little bit better and feel a little bit safer. So it was just fun. I was like, well, I'm gonna go vote. I'm gonna, you know, this might be fun to just go do it together. That way you don't have to go by yourself. And
by ourselves for long enough. Yeah. So it's nice to be with somebody.
So it was nice. Yeah, it was really nice to have a buddy today. So so we're gonna celebrate. We're gonna get snow cones. It's gonna be great.
Those voices were collected by KERA reporters Alejandra Martinez and Miranda Suarez, along with Texas Public Radio's Jack Morgan. Rachel Osier-Lindley produced. Karen Carrion took their photos as well, and you can see those at kera.org.